Hello and welcome to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about self-care and why it is important to improve your happiness.
To give you some general information about self-care, it can be said that it is a practice of activities that an individual initiates and performs on their own behalf in maintaining life, health, and well-being. So it can be used to stabilize the mental as well as the physical health.
In the article Self-Care, what it is and how to do it well, a therapist defines self-care as the collection of habits that support and strengthen your mental health and well-being, and says that it is a personal program of taking care of yourself, especially in an emotional and mental way.
There are many methods and exercises you can do to practice self-care. One of them, for example, which only takes little time, is called pulse breathing. Let us practice it right now. So you can start by finding your pulse. And if you can't feel it right away, put your hand on the inside of your wrist or on the side of your neck to find it more easily. Now focus on the breathing. Where do you feel it the most? In your lips? In your fingertips? In your chest right next to your heart? And how does it feel when your breath flows into your chest? How do you feel about a little pause before breathing out again? How does the air feel leaving your lungs?
Focus on your pulse and your breathing and try to connect the two. Deepen your breaths by counting your pulse while breathing. Find your own rhythm that is most comfortable for you. Continue for a couple of moments. Then return to normal, uncontrolled breathing while still feeling for your pulse. Listen to your body. Was that enough? Do you need more time? If not, you can slowly let the feeling of your pulse fade and return to normal.
You can do this exercise anywhere you want, at work, at home, or even on the bus or on the train. And now, as we have given you a brief overview of what self-care is about, let's dive deeper into the topic and see what aspects there are to self-care.
The awareness towards self-care has definitely increased. If you look at the Google Trends, the number of searches for self-care has more than doubled since 2015.
The topic of self-care is discussed especially by young people, so great parts of the movement take place on social media and especially on Instagram.
Young people have definitely become more aware of this topic. You often see self-care apps promoted on, for example, Instagram that help you to create certain routines on self-care. I, for one, often see them with a caption like, "This app helps you to make new habits and check in with yourself."
But apps like these only focus on the basics of self-care when there is, in fact, much more to it. The tweet of the American influencer Danielle Kenty summarizes this point quite well. She said, "Real self-care isn't just about massages and facials. It's about difficult conversations, setting boundaries, and taking a stand for yourself."
This is actually a good point. It can also be seen that if you search for self-care on social media, that lots of pictures of smiling and happy people pop up, but many of them seem staged or somewhat artificial. I don't know if these pictures spread a positive image of self-care.
That is true, but with social media you have the possibility to decide for yourself what you want to see and what not. And you can choose to surround yourself with positive beauty ideas and values if you want to. If you search, for example, for body positivity on social media, you can find thousands of posts of people who have features that are beyond beauty standards of nowadays society. And you can choose to follow these accounts of people who love themselves, and by doing so, you can learn from them.
That's also a good point. If you look in the right places, you can find contents that spread positivity and can help you to love your body, which in turn helps to care more about yourself. I guess social media has both positive and negative aspects when it comes to the topic of self-care.
But what bothers me is that nowadays a lot of people or companies try to take advantages of the new self-care movement by advertising products that are supposed to improve your mental health. These advertisements can oftentimes be found on social media where influencers promote products such as body lotions, fragrances, masks, peelings, but also coffee, yoga, sports, and traveling.
One glance at the hashtag self-care on Instagram will show you how all of these self-care methods are commercialized. Because of this, the well-intended self-care movement we talked about earlier turned into, "You need to buy this product to improve your self-care." But Is this really the point of self-care?
Definitely not. The well-being of a person is not really on the agenda anymore, but profiting from someone's psychological and physical struggle is what it is about. Self-care should not at all be linked to financial means. It rather starts with the consciousness about what is hurting your soul and your body and how to avoid such situations.
I totally agree. In fact, self-love is the point here, which means we should love ourselves more than we fear the loss of social standards or boundaries.
Now that we have established that self-care shouldn't depend on money, we should talk about what it really consists of, right?
This is kind of a broad question because there are many different aspects to this topic. According to the earlier mentioned article, self-care, what it really is and how to do it well, the most important part about self-care is taking care of your body. This means getting regular exercise, good quality sleep, and eating well.
I'm not sure if I agree with the aspect of regular exercises, to be honest. I know that many websites practically base their advertisement on self-care because you are doing something good for your body, and the person who struggles with their weight should get exercises in order to become happier. But what if the person loses weight and still isn't happy? It means that he or she doesn't realize that self-care isn't about being conformed with the ideas of society, but rather achieving your own goals and doing what is best for you.
You have to find a method or a practice that works for you. It doesn't matter if other people don't agree with it. As long as you feel comfortable and you feel like it helps you, there's nothing wrong with it. You also have to remember self-care is not something you occasionally remember to do whenever you get stressed out. It's what you do consistently to prevent getting stressed out in the first place.
Right. It is not enough to get massages every few months or take a day off to relax every now and then. You should think of it more as a way of life that everyone can adopt if they invest just a little time for themselves.
I found out that there is also a more medical approach that says self-care includes things like getting a vaccine, scheduling cancer screenings, or taking prescription medications on schedule to stay healthy. This can also be seen as a part of taking care and loving your body. Plus, things like exercise, finding a purpose in life, a healthy diet, good sleep, and getting outside are well researched and can be linked to a longer lifespan.
Exactly, and at this point I want to put together what I have read on everydayhealth.com, where self-care is divided into three different types, where the first one is called emotional self-care and includes self-talk and saying no to things that cause you unnecessary stress and allowing yourself a break now and then. The second one is the physical self-care by adopting a healthy sleeping schedule, eating healthy, and getting exercises in a healthy amount. And the third one is the spiritual self-care, which means spending time in nature, meditating, keeping a gratitude journal, and incorporating acts of kindness into your day.
But whatever approach you choose to take in the end, when self-care is regularly practiced, there are many benefits such as reduced stress, improved immune system, increased productivity, and higher self-esteem.
That's right. People shouldn't overwork themselves because they think that work is the most important thing in life. Self-care can help to prevent burnouts and stress. And like we mentioned before, it only takes very little time out of someone's day.
It is also important to prioritize yourself above other things. It's not selfish to take care of yourself.
But most importantly, you have to note yourself that your mental health is as every bit as important as your physical health or your financial health. Or the health of your social life.
In general, it can be said that self-care means fostering healthy habits that support and strengthen your mental health and your well-being.
Just remember that you don't have to do what everyone else does. It is important that you find your own way to make you feel good and happy.
Everyone can take a little time for themselves out of every day to practice small things, like the pulse breathing we explained in the beginning of our podcast. If you search online, you can find many, many more of these exercises to improve your mental health and emotional health.
We hope that you enjoyed it and learned something new about the topic of self-care. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.